Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. This episode is brought to you by Alex Vanover, aka Coconut, one of our newest Patreon supporters. I'm your mayor, Chewy Plays Nintendo, joined with my co-mayor, Sergio. Today, we are going to talk about holidays in Animal Crossing Switch, some small details we are excited about for Animal Crossing Switch, and we are introducing a brand new segment called Haken's Villager Corner. So to get started, hello Sergio, how you doing?
Hello Chewy, hello everybody. I'm doing pretty well. What about yourself?
I'm doing well. Another new week was lived, and yeah, it was my second week of work. I'm pretty excited about it. It's been fun, but I'm also excited because I sent my Switch away last Saturday, and then it got back to me in 6 days, like, repaired.
Nice.
And so, yeah, I was pretty stoked, mostly because I'm really excited for Super Mario Party, and I wanted to get it in time to play that game.
Yes.
And also throw a Super Mario Party party with Goomba and friends. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, but anyways, this is Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, and we got some cool things going on. I've just updated my Patreon. Anybody who has looked at that page can find what is going on in my brain these days. But the main thing that's happening is that we are introducing a new segment, and it is a reward for patrons, and it's going to be at the end of this show, and it's going to be really fun. At least I'm excited. I've not read what anybody has written for this segment yet. I just copy and pasted it. I didn't do anything but that. But before we get there, let's talk holidays. And we have done like a huge holiday episode before. I think it was 4th of July, right?
Yes, actually, yes.
Yeah. I feel like we were both kind of staying home and did a holiday episode
right
for that. Yeah, it was a great one. but this time, I don't know, it just feels different because 4th of July is fun and all. I had some funny stories to tell you all, but this is entering holiday realm right now.
Yes.
We are... Officially, when this recording is up, it is October 2nd, and oh, it feels so good. I love October, I love November, and December is great too. I just get in the holiday mood, and so I feel like I needed to talk about it again. But specifically, I wanted to, I guess, talk about just our ideas for how we want holidays to be treated in this next game. and we have said some things about this in the past, but, you know, there are always new people listening to the show now, which is very exciting. It's been growing since the last, I guess, announcement has happened, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah, October, it's a great time for holidays. So I guess I want to open this question with, how would you like to see holidays get handled in the new game?
Yes, definitely. The first thing that comes to mind, and we did discuss this maybe on that holiday episode, but if not, then also in the past. I think one of our very first episodes, like before episode 10, we wanted holidays that last more than one day. Basically, how Halloween and Christmas are structured like a New Leaf nowadays, it's more of a whole month thing, you know. Yeah, there's the big event, the day of, but also throughout the month you're able to buy items and you have to talk to the villagers and find out what they like or what present they might like. So I want something like that for more holidays, you know, longer lasting, spanning periods. It doesn't have to be a whole month. You know, that would be pretty complicated. There will always be something going on. So maybe at least a week, and then the day of or the day before or after could be the big event.
Yeah. And, you know, I think thinking back to like kind of those holidays that last kind of the whole month, I feel like, is it only Halloween and Toy Day that get that kind of treatment in the games?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, I want to see more of that, because I get really into, like, collecting all those masks and stuff.
Right.
And learning what everybody's afraid of so I can scare them when it's time. It's just, like, it's so much fun to do that. And then even during, I guess, Toy Day, the whole month you're just like talking to your villagers, and then they're dropping hints all over the place. Yes. They're like, dude, this is what I want. Give it to me and we'll be good. But also, like, while you were saying that, I was thinking of like the younger audience that plays Animal Crossing. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was a kid, I could not wait for, you know, Toy Day or Christmas time. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, anything people are celebrating. I'm sure when they were a kid, they were so excited for that to happen, because I know I was.
Yes.
And it hits December and you're just like, can the days move any slower? But yeah, thinking of like other fun holidays and how awesome they are, I feel like having some sort of gameplay related to that day each day, it really helps with, you know, waiting.
Yes. And it adds more variety to the little things that you can do every day.
Yeah, the little things, which we're going to talk about pretty later on. But yeah, just the little things are so great to enjoy. And I've kind of mentioned this where, you know, once you've played an Animal Crossing game for a long time, this never really happened to me on the first one, because I feel like I'm still seeing new dialogue from characters in that game. But like the dialogue, you know, you start to run out of dialogue for characters, and you get to the ending. Well, you know, you're a year into the game and you're just like, all right, can you tell me something new, please? But, you know, the holiday rolls around and then all of a sudden there's something new coming out of their mouths. And you're just like, yeah, I do want to talk to you and figure out what's going on in your head right now, you little animal. Yeah, so I don't know. It's exciting. I love that.
Yes, yes. And just we want more of that. Like I said, it doesn't have to be the whole month. It could be a week, but it changes a lot of little things. The villagers' dialogue, the items available for sale, maybe the designs. Like, there's a lot of things that could be affected by longer holidays.
Yeah, and oh, talking about things that are for sale. Like I said, I loved buying all those Halloween masks or the Santa outfit. Or rather, I guess in that, it's the jingle outfit, right?
Yes.
So yeah, it's fun to get those like special things that only happen during that time. I remember when I got the festive tree in the first game, I had to get one for every single room in my house because every single room had to be festive. I loved it.
So yeah, and you know, as part of that, as part of longer holidays, I want to see the Nintendo Switch Online phone application to play a part of it. It would be really nice to have a full-fledged calendar in it, so it could remind you when the holiday starts, when it ends, so you can plan things out. Maybe it could also have like a little agenda or a little part of it for note-taking if you wanted to. I definitely want to see the application be more involved, especially with the holidays.
Yeah, for sure. I want a full-fledged Animal Crossing app that's like pretty official to Nintendo, you know?
Yes.
I always download like all the different apps that people have made, and I try them out, kind of find my favorite one, just judging by like what features and things are on it. And I think like Nintendo making one officially, it would probably have it all. Yeah. I mean, they know the game, they made it. So yeah, I would just love to see more things come to the mobile app, because right now it's just Splatoon 2, and that's nice if you play Splatoon 2, but it's literally useless for anybody else unless they happen to be those people who use the voice chat on there. I was thinking about that today. I've never used the voice chat app since the first day it came out.
Yes, that's right. Same here.
Yeah, we should try it later. But yeah, I agree with that. I guess for me, what I would want to see kind of change with the holidays, and I say this coming from not that little kid's perspective who, you know, our schedules just differ from a kid's. So I have to worry about, like, you know, travel during certain times of year, being in charge of certain things, but I mean, not too many, but you know, there's a lot of like real life stuff going on during a holiday And so one
Yes.
of the things that I hope happens is that I guess the day that the holiday falls on Animal Crossing just falls on a different day than the actual holiday,
Right,
you
right.
know? And I mean, people will say, like, you know, Toy Day, that's on the Christmas Eve type time, you know? And I'm like, yeah, but like culturally, I'm Mexican, and a lot of the time, that's when we do the big celebration.
Yeah.
Like it's Christmas Eve, you know? So I don't know. I just feel like even setting it to like, I don't know, the 20th of the month, because then you're just free to do it,
Right.
and there's not a bunch of family around that you and they're not yelling at you saying, you know, you're just playing a game. You're supposed to be hanging out with us. And I'm like, but my animal friends. So I don't know. That's what I'm really hoping, that they just kind of realize that like real life schedules are, you know, gonna get in the way of us experiencing something in the game to the fullest extent.
Yes, and I feel like that's a more modern way to look at things, and it's kind of carrying over throughout all the cultures of the world. So I think it is a good thing that we should be seeing this. We should be seeing a more open-minded Nintendo and taking this into account and changing things up, or because we don't want to time travel just to experience the full holiday. Like, you and I definitely don't time travel pretty much at all, so it would definitely be nice to have things set up differently. I was thinking, for example, for Halloween, let's say they do keep it for the day off, but even so, some of the villagers could be like, hey, I'm throwing a Halloween party the weekend off, even if it doesn't fall like exactly on the 31st. So that way you could still experience the holiday on a different day. And I think that's a nice way for the villagers to interact with the holiday in a different way. So instead of just carrying on with the items or giving you hints about things, they could also be more engaged in the holiday, like throwing a party or talking more about
That would be so fun.
it.
Because I mean, one thing that I really, really loved in New Leaf was the way they kind of upgraded the birthday party in the game. You know, like you get your little celebration, your best friend comes and meets you at your door right when you walk out of
Yeah.
your home, you know? But like when you go and visit somebody on their birthday, they've got like this whole celebration going on. They've got a birthday cake, a little sign, somebody like a couple other villagers are there. Also, I think New Leaf is the first game where you see like multiple villagers in one home.
Yes.
I don't think you ever get to see that in any of the other games, but
Right.
New Leaf, you get a couple examples of this. One is the birthday party, of course, and then the other is when they like send you on a task to get somebody because they wanted to talk to them,
Oh,
and then you
yes.
go and get them and you bring them in, and they have a really great piece of dialogue with that.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I loved those moments. They were so good. But yeah, it'd be fun to see like just some more interaction with villagers, make the town feel more alive, and like I don't know, just like they're all there and
Yeah.
enjoying the place.
Yeah, and like they could even take it further and like, for example, oh, Alfonso is throwing a party this weekend and Hazel wants to throw one, so oh, maybe I'll wait for the weekend after. And then there's two parties. So yeah. That'd be
Yeah, that
nice.
would be great. That okay. I cannot believe this is not a, I guess, shoot, what am I trying to think of? The personalities. That's what I'm saying. I can't believe this isn't a personality for any of the Animal Crossing villagers yet, but a personality should be a party animal personality.
Oh, yes.
Because they're animals and they party. Come on. It'd be a great one.
Oh, man, yes.
Yeah, so another thing that I just thought of that I want to see happen with the holidays, I didn't write this down, but it came to me. You know, Isabelle will always go to the plaza, the town tree, and kind of throw some sort of celebration, which we've been watching Parks and Rec again, and
Nice.
Leslie Knope has to be based off Isabelle, or Isabelle has to be based off Leslie Knope. so close
Yes.
to just like their excitement about public government. I don't know. I love it.
Oh,
But
yeah.
anyway, so Isabel throws her thing there. I want to see other like shops and villagers like really be a part of that. Like I want to see if there is some cool celebration like New Year's Eve. We always get like cool hats and stuff. Why not have LaBelle there to sell us cool hats for the celebration? And I don't know. Just have all the other shop people, like all the Able Sisters, can give you like some cool clothing that you can buy that's you can only get during the holiday. Maybe Tom Nook is selling some stuff, like I don't know, you could put
Nice.
fireworks on your home or something. I don't know. Just special things from the shops that have to do with the holiday in some way, you know?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. I just want to see that. I want to see the town become alive during this because everybody's celebrating.
Yeah, and the whole town engaged. Like, instead of just Isabel at the plaza with the special item, it could be somebody else. And later in the day, it could be even somebody else. Or so basically, like, they're
Yeah.
taking turns so that everyone can engage in the fun.
Yeah, it'd be so cool. And then, you know, even you said taking turns, and it's cool because I noticed in Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival, which I've never played, just kidding, I have. In that game, whenever you start the board game, one of the villagers in town is kind of randomly your host of the game,
Yes.
you know? And I think that's fun. I think it's so cool to just have like a random townsperson that's like assigned to be in charge of some sort of celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh
so
man,
I
yeah.
don't know. And maybe we play like a little board game too. Yeah. I don't know. I think there are a lot of really fun things they can do, but most of it just revolves around me wanting, I guess, the experiences in the game to feel more alive and more like you're there and they're there too, you
Yes,
know?
yes.
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking for. Holidays are fun. And I just want them to be fun.
Right.
So let's go ahead and hop away from holidays and get into our next little topic. We're going to talk about life in Animal Crossing and kind of just how we learn to appreciate the little things in Animal Crossing, you know? So what makes Animal Crossing stand out to me is kind of the real-time nature of the game and the fact that you kind of take it one day at a time if you're not a time
Yes.
traveler. I guess this isn't relevant for you time travelers out there, but Sergio and I are purists to the game. If it is today in my life, it is today in Animal Crossing. But anyway, so you know, you're playing the game one day at a time, and it's so great because, like, you know, you experience where you have nothing, you come to this town, and you're just learning how it all works. And then a year down the line, you have everything, and your life
Yes.
is great. But along the way, you're just living every day, and you kind of just notice some little things that make you happy in the game, because
Yes.
that's what the game's full of, you know? Just little happiness. So I guess I wanted to start by talking about some little things that make us happy when we play the game. Did you want to start or should I start? I see your list is very big. I kind of went with a little list
Yes.
because, you know, it's the little things.
It was really difficult because, like everything about Animal Crossing to us big fans, it's very exciting. So whatever came to mind first, I kind of had to put it aside because I knew for sure it wasn't a little thing. So I think these ones kind of are. And the first one that I have is not really part of any Animal Crossing game in a way, but it was very special to me. So when the Switch came out and we were learning about how the menu was gonna work, we found out that there were gonna be avatars like for your icon, for your user icon. And I was really hoping that there would be Animal Crossing ones, and of course more specifically a KK slider. And when I first saw it, I let out a really big yes. I was so happy. I was definitely happy. And I mean, I was set. So just knowing that there were Animal Crossing characters for the icons from day one, it was a really good sign to me that eventually we were gonna get an Animal Crossing game on the Switch. And now we are 2019.
Yeah, you're totally right. They couldn't just tease us with all of these beautiful Animal Crossing avatars and, not give us a game. Come on. But it's funny because you're saying these things about the avatars, and I keep thinking, like, all of the updates or whenever, like, a new Nintendo game comes out, we get hooked up with some new avatars that are based on that game. Like, we got some Kirby ones. We got some others that I can't think of right now. Now I'm just super excited for, like, a Goomba one from Super Mario Party. But I am going to be so happy to see us get, like, Animal Crossing themed avatars, like, more of them. Yeah, that's going to be great. I love that.
Yeah, for sure. That's gonna be awesome. Another thing is the starter villagers. It's very nice to have different villagers and some move out and as others move in, etc. But I really find a deeper connection with the ones that are there from day one. And everything is new to you when you first arrive. So I kind of see them as like guides. They know the town, they've been there, so you can ask them for help. And you're asking them for help when you need it the most because you're brand new to town and you're getting to know the place. So I definitely find a very special connection with the villagers that are there from day one.
Yeah, I agree completely. I still to this day kind of remember those first like five slash kind of just even like the six, seven, maybe not eight or nine. I don't know. I remember like all of those first groups of villagers that come to my town and they do make it pretty special. Like they're so welcoming. They're so excited about meeting like whatever you are, you're like a human and they're animals, so you're weird when you get there. And it's exciting, to see somebody different and they're new in town. But yeah, I think that's really nice. Like I don't have too many of my like first villagers anymore. I've eventually like I've played the game for 5 years now, you guys. I had to let them move at some point. I couldn't keep them trapped. I want them to go off and have a good time. But I remember I had Mary. She's a white cat, and she was so great. And I had Lyman, who was a little green koala, who I loved. He was so cute. But yeah, I think those two are like my best little friends. Oh, Kitty. She's a kitty. We are good friends. Oh, even there was a little angry squirrel named Ricky, and
Oh,
he won my
yes.
heart. He won my heart because I was getting, I guess, the petition signed to get Club LOL. And he just had the funniest dialogue when I was talking to him when he was like, "You mean you're opening up a club to make lots of racket for the young kids? Well, I think that's great. They should be able to express themselves," or something like that. But he like said it in a really grumpy old man kind of way, but it was actually really nice. I don't know. But yeah, I had all of these like villagers who just made that the beginning of the game really fun. And everything is so new, like you said, and it's all growing. So yeah, I don't know. I definitely relate to that.
Like the first moment of any new Animal Crossing game, I mean, just by nature, they're just gonna be more memorable to us. So those villagers definitely are part of the most memorable experiences.
Yeah, speaking of that, I keep having trouble thinking of like how many files, I guess towns I'm going to start at the beginning. 'Cause I have a feeling we'll be able to start like eight towns. And so I'm already thinking like, man, I don't even know what to do. But yeah, I'll let you keep going with your little things.
there's a lot of potential. And so the other one that I had listed is the little like villager interactions that you see from a distance. I'm referring specifically to the ones where you see like two villagers that are talking or just laughing together, or sometimes they act surprised or even angry. But those are the times when you don't see any dialogue, so you don't know what they're talking about, but you see them reacting and interacting with each other. Oh man, that I think that adds a lot of personality to the game, a lot of variety. You know, it adds personality to those specific characters too, and makes everything more alive, more real.
I always loved, like, in Animal Crossing, just walking around, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, these two villagers are talking to each other. What's going on with that? And then I feel like I remember the first time I ever saw that, and I was like, whoa, what's going on? And then I talked to them, and they let me, like, into the
Yes. Yeah,
conversation.
right.
It's so cool. They kind of fill you in on what they're talking about, and I don't know, they either end up like both happy or both
Yes.
sad. You never know how it's going to turn out, but
Right.
it's just fun. I love seeing their little emotions. So is that all for your list before I get into mine?
Yes.
Okay, so mine are pretty short. The first one that I put down is the title screen.
Yes.
Like the very first moment you open up your Animal Crossing game, because it's pretty funny. The GameCube one, population growing, that title screen has, like, I think four or five different little sequences, and each of them is just it, this is like the game that has like a set sequence, no matter how many times you've played the game.
Right.
Like, you have a town that exists, it's you're always going to see one of these sequences when you start the game. And yeah, I just love hearing the music come in, the title pop up on the screen,
Yes.
and you just know you're here to have a great life.
Yeah, for sure. You see the logo and the full title, which we don't know yet.
What is it gonna be? Coming home? I don't know. We'll have to find out. But yeah, the title screen, and then you move on to the next games, and it's funny because, like, City Folk, Wild World, City Folk, and New Leaf, when you first, like, open up a game on those, like, it kind of makes up a town. And there's no telling if any of that town is gonna show up in the town that you move into, but it's just kind of like it has like a random town when you first start it.
Yes.
And then once you start the game, those games start like scrolling through your existing town. So they do the title screen, they put the title on there, and then all of a sudden, like, you're looking at your own town, you
Yes,
know?
right.
And that's really nice. I like that. Where it's just like, here is the camera focusing on the game in a way that you can't really do when you're playing,
That's
because
right.
it's always following your character. And then just hearing the music, because the music for the game is just like, every time we get like a new title theme song, except for Wild World to City Folk, that was the same song.
Yes.
But you hear it and you're like, this sounds Animal Crossing to me. This sounds like a song I've always known that was in this game.
Yes.
And that's nice. It feels like warm and welcoming.
Yeah, for sure.
The next one I had was Footsteps. And this is funny because I just noticed this kind of today, but I've always loved the sound of the footsteps while you're walking around. Like, all of the different floor that you walk on has a different sound to it.
Yes.
Like, the crunch of the grass is by far my favorite. I love walking through the grass and hearing it crunch under my feet as I walk through.
Yes.
But one of the funny things is I noticed this today. Goose was kind of walking around in my town, and when he walked through kind of like those brown sections that are kind of like mud, his footsteps showed up in that mud.
Oh yeah.
Like, yeah, and I don't know why I never noticed this, but it's just a little thing, but
Yeah.
it looked really
Oh
cute.
yeah. You know, one that really stood out to me was in Pocket Camp, on the beach. You definitely see a lot of footsteps.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I've always noticed like my own footsteps, but like, Yeah, the other characters get them too, and
Yeah,
that's
that's
really
awesome.
awesome. Yeah, and while I was typing this one, I also remembered what you were really excited about when you first saw Animal Crossing New Leaf, and you were just hoping that you could walk around barefoot. And so I thought you were going to list that, like being able to walk around barefoot.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
But
That
yeah.
was really awesome back then. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was a nice little thing. And then the last thing, I thought of it mostly based on hearing that crunch under your toes when you're walking around, but the ambient sounds in Animal Crossing that, just exist in the game. Like, I don't know, I was walking through one of the a Dream Town, and there was no music playing in the person's house, but they had like a fan going, and I could just hear the fan whizzing away, and yeah, just the little pieces of furniture that make a little bit of sound that normally, I don't know, if you don't listen for it, you won't hear it,
Yeah, and a lot of it has to be because, at the beginning we don't have music to put in our houses, or we don't have maybe the one we're looking for, so maybe we don't have any, and that's when you're definitely gonna hear most of the ambient sounds. That's true.
Yeah, that's true. They had to, they probably played the first time and they're like, oh, well, you get music in this game, but there's not really music now. So let's make these things do something and
Yeah.
make a sound,
Yeah.
like a
Yep.
regular house does. Yeah, I remember whenever, I feel like whenever I go to other people's houses, they all have like some big clock that's always ticking, and I'm like, I totally hear that. Yeah, so I don't know. I like those are my little things that I just have just been making me happy thinking about Animal Crossing. And also, I guess one last little thing, kind of, I guess the title screen makes me think of it, but I'm really excited to see the first trailer for the game because I know we're going to get a taste of what that first new title theme sounds like,
That's true. Yes.
I'm so excited for that. Just to hear the new Animal Crossing game.
Right. And you know what happens, or at least to me, and I'm pretty sure to a lot of us. So we are very familiar with the title screen song because we are going to hear it in the trailer most likely. But once we get the game, we play it so much with us playing other games in between that we don't really hear it again for a really long time.
Yeah, it's true.
I
For
mean,
a long
yeah,
time.
we just keep playing and you go through the cycle like it's 6 a.m. and there's a new day, but you keep playing. You never really save and quit. Why would you quit?
I know. It never ends. So I wanted to end this little segment by asking, what little things are you looking forward to seeing in the new game?
Yes, definitely. And again, big things came to mind at first, so I kind of had to put those aside. So I think these are little enough to include here. So for sure, we're gonna get new fish, bug, and sea creatures puns. Whenever you catch one, your character says something funny about them. Even if it's a repeat, like a fish or bug, there's the pun might be a little bit different. So I'm definitely looking forward to those. They're always really funny, even the simple ones.
Yeah, that is so true. I always love seeing what the new sea bass pun is going to be, or just what you're going to say. I think in the in this one, do you just say not again?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're done with sea bass. But I hope they're in the next game because you can't have Animal Crossing without them at this point.
Yeah, for sure. And they're gonna have yet another. It's you again.
Yeah,
There you go.
that's
That's
true.
it. Yeah. Another one. So the hourly music, I always find it awesome that, every hour that passes, there's a different song playing in your town. It makes every hour very distinct, very unique, very memorable also. And I myself like the ones in the very late or very early hours, like between midnight and 5 a.m. Those are really sort of mellow, but they still have like an Animal Crossing magic to them. I really like them.
Yeah, I am so ready to have like a new soundtrack of hourly music to listen to while I just work all day. So much fun.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm expecting new fruit. You know, that's not something you really think about, but, you know, why not? New Leaf added a lot of them. It added lychees, durians, lemons, bananas, mangoes, and persimmons. That is 6. So I expect Animal Crossing Switch to include at least 4. And, you know, with more fruit, there's more, a little more variety. You have to find another fruit to collect. It might be your main fruit in the town, so it adds even more town variety between friends and between different players. So it's something little, but it's nice. It's nice to have that fruit, and then you're gonna get the perfect fruit too. So it's cool. And if I can pick the 4 that I want to see grapes, watermelons, potatoes, and limes. And, you know, none of these grow on trees, so there's gonna be a different way to get these items. I think they can do it.
I still was wishing that bushes would be able to grow some different things, like berries and stuff.
Oh, so, yes.
Yeah, so I love this. And, you know, it's funny because, like, thinking about Animal Crossing New Leaf, I kind of forgot, like, how many fruit it added to the game.
Oh, yeah.
Because not only was it the 6 that you listed, they also added, like, the perfect fruit as well.
Right.
So I mean, they more than doubled the amount of fruit that you could get in the game, which is insane.
Yes.
And I never even thought of them adding more. Well, maybe I did, but now I'm at the point where, you know, there's a lot of fruit, but there could be more. And yeah, that would be so awesome. Yeah. And I guess I kind of spilled mine earlier. I realized that I just want to see that first trailer and hear the new theme song.
Yes, for sure.
And yeah, just the theme song captures so much to the game. Like, it truly just, it sounds so good. And yeah, it just feels timeless whenever we get a new theme song.
Yes.
And it feels like it just fits with the series. Like, it's always been around, but it's new, you know?
Right. Because you hear it at very special moments. It's when you first see the trailer, and hopefully we get a release date, so that definitely makes it more memorable. You hear it when you first start the game, which is like day 0, you know, the most amazing day. And I'm assuming we're also going to hear it in the plaza as well, when we sit in front of the tree, if there's a tree. there's always a nice version of the title theme there as well, so it ties it all together.
Yeah. Oh, the tree. That's one of my little things, too, that it grows so big. I love that, like, you just plant this at the very beginning of your town, and then it grows into this gigantic, monstrous tree. And I'm like, I want more giant trees in my town. This is awesome. Yeah, I love that. So we're going to go ahead and draw a close to that, and we're going to hop into our final little section, and that is our Haken's Villager Corner. So now, every week, we're going to have this Villager Corner where my patrons are asked a question, and they get to answer it. This week, we are going through every answer, but I expect, as you know, there are more patrons, more answers. This might get a little too long, so we'll have to pick and choose, but I will read every one of them anyways, and I'm sure you will too, Sergio.
Yes.
But this week, we asked, what was your reaction to the Animal Crossing Switch announcement? I know it's been, I don't know, 2-3 weeks now? 2 weeks?
Yes.
Oh, it feels like it still just happened.
Yeah.
But anyways, I know Sergio and I have gone in depth on our reactions, and I thought it was time to hear from our patrons and see how they reacted, because I know I went on a roller coaster, so I'm interested to hear what everybody else has felt. I guess we'll just go back and forth, Sergio?
Yes.
All right, so I'll start with Alex Vanover, a.k.a. Coconut, who this episode is brought by.
Nice.
So yeah, our newest patron gave us an answer, and you know, we've had a lot lately, so there is a little bit of a backlog right now for patrons that need episodes dedicated to them. So yeah, we will get them as they come, so just know that yours is on the way if you're still waiting. So anyways, Alex Vanover said, I was already working late that day at work, so I stayed a little later to make sure I caught the direct live at my desk. I saw Isabel, and my stomach did a little flip, and then I saw she was in Smash, which I was happy about, but still left wanting, of course. But once the actual announcement came, I couldn't stop smiling for a solid minute. Just very happy.
Nice.
Yeah, I love that. I think when Isabel popped up, the first thing I said was like, it's happening. So I was excited.
Nice. Next, we have DragonFlame323, and he says his reaction. I think Sergio described it well. It was basically a roller coaster. I surprisingly did not think of Smash right away when the Isabel scene first started. I think a lot of us, including myself, had our hearts set on Animal Crossing being announced so much that we'd not leave any room for the possibility of being toiled with the Smash announcement. So as the hype was kicking into high gear, it slowly dawned on me. Had a lot of mixed feelings at that point and was really worried. And in my mind, I'm hoping, please, Nintendo, don't be dumb enough to announce this without a main game reveal or your fans will kill you. But lo and behold, they did. And I'm supremely grateful and not the least of which utterly amused by the whole thing. And that's true. Like, they really did it in a very Nintendo-like way.
Yeah, I got to that point and I was just like, there's no way you can do this to us, Nintendo. Not after everything we've been through. Like E3, I still remember. Yes. Just like everybody on the chat was literally just like copy and pasting the Where's Animal Crossing thing, and so it got wild.
Oh yeah,
Nintendo knew what we were looking for. So Jamila Canum says, once they showed Isabel, I thought my prayers were finally answered and the long 5-year wait was over. It felt like a mirage because I had imagined the announcement for 2 years since the Switch launch, so to have it in front of my eyes was surreal. But then she gets the envelope about Smash and my heart was breaking in front of my eyes. But then our savior Tom Nook rescued me from despair and announced Animal Crossing for the Switch with a 2019 release date, and my faith was restored. It was really a time for Animal Crossing fans online to rejoice and share this happy announcement. And yes, Tom Nook is a good guy.
Yes.
He's not the villain that everybody's painting him to be. He's bringing us single-handedly, probably, I don't know who else is working on it, just Tom Nook. But Tom Nook is bringing us Animal Crossing, so
yes.
None of y'all can hate on him
anymore. Thank you, Tom. Yeah, for sure. Next we have Brian Bender, and he says, it was definitely an emotional moment for me. In one way, it was like, okay, yes, finally. But in another way, it made me think of the last time I bought an Animal Crossing game. About 5 years ago, I bought a copy of New Leaf, my very first Animal Crossing game, to get me through a hard, lonely time in my life. So when I saw the new Animal Crossing game get announced, it was a sad moment, but in a happy way. For me, it was a reminder of the difficult things I'd gone through so many years ago, how much Animal Crossing literally helped keep me sane, and how far things have come since then. I'm so happy to have Animal Crossing back, and I look forward to sharing these new moments with all of you.
Yeah, that's so great.
Yeah, definitely. It just shows you that Animal Crossing is part of our lives in all the ways, you know, negative ways, positive ways. We always make it work, and it's always in one way or another because of Animal Crossing.
Yeah, it just makes life great.
Yes.
All right, Infinite Mallet says, with so many people's Smash newcomer guest list, including Isabel, and also since the Direct hadn't had any Smash news yet, my first reaction when Isabel showed up was that it was going to be a Smash reveal. So my emotions all came from the tension of whether or not there would be an additional reveal after the first one. I remember when they finished the Smash segment, I was watching breathlessly and fearfully to see if anything else would come up, and when Tom Nook appeared, I started grinning and couldn't stop, very happy to finally have confirmation and a release window, even if it's a pretty big window. Yep, 2019. Hopefully last episode we were able to reduce that window for you, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
anytime between February and December, we essentially just cut a month out. Not, yeah. Even though for me, I would say anytime between late June and December.
Yeah, that makes that kind of makes more sense. Yeah.
Yeah, but that we had that conversation last week. Let's go ahead and move on.
So next we have Zekin, and I love that name, by the way. So
yeah.
This person says, a couple of days before the Direct, I listened to your podcast talking about the delay and some other things, and you mentioned how you could just feel that it was going to happen. I felt it too for some reason. I just knew it was going to happen, and when I saw the Town Hall, I knew it was going to happen. The Smash reveal did throw me off, but I just felt that they couldn't just only show Isabelle in Smash. They did it, and I was just super relieved that it was all over, even though there was at least a year wait. I've been through 4+ years of waiting. I could wait another year.
Yeah, I mean, to think that we are at the end of this, like, 6-year wait for the game, that's great. I still remember, I've got to say, like, the news cycle for New Leaf when that was coming out, that was torture. It first got teased at E3 2010 with a 6-second clip. Then they didn't talk about the game again until, I think, a year or two later. It might have been just a year. But I think at that point, we got an official, like, trailer in 2011, E3. And then it was still another 2 years before the game came out.
Yes.
It skipped 2012 completely. There was no news whatsoever. And then all of a sudden, the game was coming out.
Yes.
So, I don't know. We've been through terrible wait cycles, but now we at least know it's on the way and it's coming out sometime next year.
Yeah, yeah. And it should be everywhere at the same time.
Yeah, it's great. And then finally, our last comment is from Dazed House. Also, quick note, Dazed House and Infinite Mallet helped me out big time last week. They sent me footage from their Pocket Camp gameplay so I could use in the Pocket Camp episode, which I think we'll actually discuss next week, because there was something that I kept noticing in the comments, and I think the comments are right, honestly. I think I was wrong and they're right now that I think about it more. So we'll have to talk about that next week. But big thanks to Dazed House and Infinite Mallet for sending me footage from their game. Anyways, Dazed House said, relief. I was really starting to worry it may never happen for us, so I'm very excited to have a tentative date. Fingers crossed we get some more information on the release date soon.
Yes.
Yes. Couldn't have said it better. yeah, we're just waiting now, Nintendo. But luckily, I don't know, 3 weeks ago before this announcement even happened, our wait was literally, like, we had no idea if it was on the way.
Right.
But now our wait is, like, we know it's coming, and it's coming next year, and that's all we needed to know, you know?
There was nothing. Like, it could have been a port of New Leaf. I mean, since we had nothing, why not? You know, that was a possibility. But now we know it's on the Switch. We know it's mainline, so it's not really a port. And we know it's 2019. That answers so many questions, and Relief is exactly the word.
yeah, we didn't know way back if we were waiting for a new game announcement or if we were just waiting for nothing
or even another spin-off.
Yes, and now we're waiting to just see it.
Yeah.
And that's a way better situation to be in, if you ask me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so it's just so exciting. I can't wait. But yeah, I am just so happy that things have changed. And I hope they do change, because like I said, the New Leaf kind of news cycle that we got was not great. It was so rough to go through. And then even see like a year go by with literally nothing said about the game. But now it's just like, oh, another month went by and we haven't heard anything. That's okay, because in only this many months it's gonna be here.
Yes,
so
right.
Yeah, things have changed. And like I said, it's October. We have 3 months left this year, 12 next year, so at most a 15 month wait.
Yes.
Yeah,
That's doable.
So doable. So thank you all so much for listening. If you want to be part of the conversation on all things Animal Crossing, join the Discord. I have a link in the description of this podcast. It's totally free to join. You don't have to be a patron. And if you do join, you can get Sergio and my friend codes. If you do want to be a patron, visit patreon.com/ChewyPlaysNintendo. For just $1, you can support our show and get tons of cool things. I have just updated my goals and rewards, so if you're interested, please take a look. We really try to make it worth it because we appreciate your support. If you're watching or listening on YouTube, please leave a comment describing your reactions to the Animal Crossing Switch announcement. You can also, if you find me on Twitter or anything, Twitter is the thing I'm on the most. Leave a comment there too. Just tweet me and I'd be happy to read what you thought. And then please leave a review for the show wherever you're listening. It helps the show gain some visibility and allows our community to grow. And once again, thank you all so much for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.